Youth orchestras of San Antonio's stated objective is to change young people's lives through music. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan tells us that's a real challenge in the time of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Music director Troy Peters says all performances and even practices are suspended.
But we have boatloads of musicians who are at home with their instruments and with the internet.
They're also doing something which may not increase mastery of their instrument, but might increase their understanding of the world of music.
We're also hosting question and answer sessions through teleconferencing software, where musicians can get together with their conductors and learn more about their conductors, how they grew up, how they learned music themselves, and have time to ask them those questions that they normally aren't able to do in rehearsal.
A new social media channel will also feature on video the talents of musicians in videos they shoot of themselves.
So we're going to start to feature more and more of our YOSA musicians as performers on our social media channels. And that'll be a neat chance to sort of shine a spotlight on them as soloists. We have some siblings who are playing things together in duets and trios.
So while it's not a performance in front of the public, they will be, in a sense, public performances. YOSA, like many nonprofits, is having to create new ways to live up to its stated objectives. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.